ABC Radio Australia.
In Tonga, the Sabbath remains a sacred cornerstone of society. With very few exceptions, everything shuts down in the devoutly Christian nation so that people can focus on church and family. Recently, Tonga's monarch, King Tubal VI, emphasised the importance of the Ten Commandments, especially to keep the Sabbath day holy. But with changing lifestyles and the need for flexibility from some businesses, there is a debate about whether the balance between tradition, faith and daily life needs to be reweighted. Tonga reporter Maren Kupo reports.
It's Sunday in downtown Nuku'alofa, and there are barely any cars on the roads. The shops are shut, and few people are out and about. That's because Tonga takes the Sabbath very, very seriously. The Speaker of Parliament, Lord Fafanua, explains.
The constitution is quite clear about the Sabbath day. In Tonga, we do not work on Sunday, and contracts are null and void if signed on Sunday. The government doesn't open on Sunday, Parliament does not sit on Sunday. However, there are utilities and certain services that are permitted by law to operate on Sunday. Including the use of the airport for emergencies, utilities such as water and power, public services such as the hospital and police operations.
There are a few exemptions, like those granted to tourism-related businesses.
I believe there are certain licenses for restaurants to operate on Sunday because of tourists. They need to eat on Sunday as well.
Simana, the owner of Ohelei Resort, agrees with the King's message, but says it's important to his business and for the Tongan economy that there is some flexibility.
I think what the King said was, he was right, but that is for the whole kingdom of Tonga. But there is a law, the exceptions is for the hotel, the resorts. It's in the law of Tonga. And it says they allow Sundays, the hotels and the resorts where they have their restaurant will be open for good reasons for the people, for the tourists, also for the people that stay in the resorts or for the purpose of the resort to cater for the people. Otherwise, there will be no more tourists come to Tonga.
Still, he says the bigger issue is the differences between appearances and true spirituality. He says it's more important to have a genuine relationship with God rather than going to church on Sunday than sinning during the week.
If this was picked up by religious people, I look at it as a hypocrisy, you know? They're hypocrites because they should care more about people's relationship with God because Tonga now... On Sunday, everyone look holy, 99%. Monday to Sunday, they're like a wolf, you know, wearing a sheep clothes. And that's sad for me.
He says his Sunday business at Ohelei doesn't conflict with faith. Rather, it supports it.
I run on Sunday. I share the word of God to the people. We had a prayer. The people come to Ohelei, they're so peaceful. And my family, we live happily. More important to have relationship with God, right, than your family and your neighbor. That's the thing that lost in Tonga. People are hypocrites.
Among Tongans, there's a range of opinions on the importance of the Sabbath and the law surrounding it. Dalita agrees intent matters more than appearance.
I think we shouldn't weaponize the Bible, and progress and development with time is progressing. But Tonga is unique in the sense that we still observe the Sabbath. In saying that, motives and intentions are what's behind it, so it comes down to individual choices.
Lano also sees the Sabbath as special, but believes each person can honour it in their own way.
Yeah, no, I think it makes Tonga special on Sunday, but I think everybody expresses that in their own way. I think that's... As long as it's respectful, I think, and done in the right way, I think that part of what makes Tonga special, but that's what I think. I think we're already making it modern interpretation, so, you know, I'm going out to the beach with my family now, but we're just going for a picnic, and that's our Sunday, that makes it special for us, you know.
For visiting Mormon elder Iona, Tonga is a model of Sabbath observance for the rest of the world.
I come from America. Going around in America on Sunday, you see all the stores are still open, all the restaurants are still open. But here in Tonga, you go to Kolo and all the stores are closed, all the restaurants, nothing's open. Everyone's, at home preparing, getting ready for church, going worshiping the Lord, which is really important today on the Sabbath day, which is a blessing we all have.
So is there any potential for things to change, for Tonga's strict Sabbath laws to be relaxed? Lord Fafanua doesn't think so.
Incumbent on the members of parliament, if they want to make any legislative reforms, to submit private bills, or the current government may submit some reforms. But that's something that I haven't heard about, but we will see in the next term.
For now, Tonga continues to reflect on what it means to keep the Sabbath holy, in word, in law, and in life.
And that's the joyful sounds of churchgoers in Tonga there. The reporter in Nukualofa was Marion Kopo.